Taking lessons from the floods. The disaster management technology is in place, so hopefully it can be put to better use. The recent floods make it clear that the kingdom needs to learn more about climate change and how it may affect ocean cycles and seasonal weather patterns, as studies based on previous statistics may be rendered irrelevant by such change. One example of a preventative strategy is the Water Resource Forecast Model and the establishment of an infrastructure that can direct excess water from rivers and canals away from risk areas. Major cities around the world, such as Paris and Berlin, have such water plans and designs, said Dr. Royal. Last month, the Institute launched www.thaifloodwatch.net, showing water levels, quantity of rain, weather forecasts, sea levels, and so on. This data is then overlaid with GIS to better analyze the information and display it in layers so that it can be more easily understood. The site will continue to be developed, and it is hoped that more data will be added later, such as the height of land and depth of soil. This can help us predict the amount and direction of water flow and find resolutions to disasters more quickly, said Dr. Royal. Dr. Royal added that the site was set up in just one day thanks to existing technology ranging from open source databases to open layers, which allows for dynamic mapping of any web page. It can display map tiles and markers loaded from any source. Open Layers has been developed to further the use of geographic data. It also employs development tools that convert GIS files to XML and software that can connect GIS with databases. These open source technologies, combined with grid computing or high performance computing and the core skill expertise of human resources, enable us to get the site up and running in one day, he said. These technologies are commonly used by the Institute in its aim to develop and apply science and technology knowledge in agricultural and water resource management in order to cope with critical climate change. It also has know-how in mobile telemetering, equipment used to determine physical, chemical, and biological denominations, for example, noise levels, temperature, humidity, pH balance, and oxygen levels, as well as imaging and system status. The system automatically submits captured data to a specific destination via GPRS. Mobile telemetering is easy to install and use in remote areas. The water resource management model works by applying mathematic models at operational level, such as computing water basin volume, water flow speed, and flooding scales on the riverbank by using this information along with existing output from water drainage, distribution, and reserve plan to manage water resources. As well as knowledge management that link and integrate different pools of knowledge and conception together, these all offer risk probability analysis when used with existing statistics. This will help to quantify the risk of floods and droughts, especially in areas which are vulnerable to both, which should enable us to solve problems more accurately and quickly.